Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, let's get Shayla on with us.
Oh, I'm surprised Wendy knew that song.
Oh, I love that song.
There are some names that you hear and...
You just have to sing
the song.
Yeah.
Eileen. Lady Diana.
Come on, Eileen.
Kevin.
I go to dive bars. That's the only reason I know.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
I don't know. I'm not sure either.
Moist.
Hey, Sheila. Good morning. You are on The Voice. The skies are high.
Hi. How you guys doing?
It's Friday.
How are you
it
today?
Sounds like you're having fun.
All right. It's great.
Now, I got to tell you, at first listen here, it sounds like you're being pretty insecure. You want to fire a girl because she's single?
No. No, it's not quite that simple.
Okay.
You know, my husband and I, we have a small business. We have just a few employees. We have three women. We have two married women and one lesbian.
Tough word to say.
It's a great group. I specify that just because of it. It's important.
Right.
Later on.
I'm getting it.
So we were interviewing for a new position, and this woman came in, and she was wearing an engagement ring, and we ended up giving her the job, and then she's been working for us about 2 weeks, and I noticed that she wasn't wearing the ring anymore. You know, and I felt kind of bad, and I wasn't trying to be nosy or anything. And that's what I said. I was like, you know, I'm not trying to be nosy, but I noticed that you're not wearing your ring anymore, and I'm sorry. Did something happen? You know, I feel bad. And she's like, oh, no, I actually was never engaged. And she just comes clean. She's like, I was never engaged. I always wear an engagement ring to job interviews because, you know, studies show that, like, engaged women and married women are more desirable employees.
So really? She straight up told you that.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's representing yourself falsely. I mean, that's just, I know she never said it out loud, but she was lying. You know, and that makes me very uncomfortable.
And she wasn't necessarily lying. I mean, because I have friends who've gotten jewelry from, like, given down from their grandmothers or family jewelry that only fits on that ring.
Yes,
and they're single, but they'll wear
it. That's true. But she specifically told me that she wore it so she'd be a more desirable employee. Now, it's the one thing if she got a ring from her grandmother and that's the only finger it fits on. You know, but she was really honest, and she, you know, and I do appreciate that, but we're 2 weeks in at this point, you know, and it just makes me, first of all, so that's like the main thing. It makes me very uncomfortable that she lied. It, you know, it's like lying on your resume or something, you know, it makes me very uncomfortable that she's a single woman. We have this nice little balance going on, you know, it's like me and my husband and all these women. You know, and I don't feel comfortable with this being mixed into the pot, basically.
Is this an agreement that you and your husband have made that you will not have single women in the office?
No, not at all. I mean, we've never really talked about it. Well, now we're talking about it, of course, you know, because he thinks I'm being insane, basically. Mm-hmm. He thinks I'm being ridiculous, and he actually said to me, now this sounds like something from The Bert Show.
And you said, great idea. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Right? I know.
So,
you're ridiculous. It sounds like something from the Burt Show. And I was like, yeah, well, why don't we call them? Because I bet that at least somebody's going to be on my side on this.
Has your husband given you any reason to doubt him?
No. No, absolutely not. But why would I put him in that position? I just don't. I mean, obviously, you know, just because these other women are married doesn't mean that something couldn't happen anyway. You know, but I think it's just a combination of the two things, that she lied during the interview and that, you know, she's an attractive, single woman. I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay.
What kind of employee has she been over the past couple of weeks?
Fine.
No problem. No.
Good. Like, would you not, consider her?
Not in the stratosphere, but perfectly adequate.
Honestly,
I think I have grounds because you know of how she represented herself during the interview.
Would you not agree?
But I don't think she lied to you unless she came out and said, "Hi, I'm married," and that would
be
a blatant lie. But she did not lie to you.
Well, she wore the ring.
She said she lied. Basically, she said, "I wear an engagement ring."
Well, she wears it. But that's your assumption.
You know what happens when you assume. You end up looking like an idiot.
No. I know, but she said it. I mean, she said,
I wear this so that
people will find me a more desirable employee. She basically said, I'm representing myself falsely so that I'll get a job.
How attractive is this woman on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know, 7.
That's 7 for me.
You want to ask how attractive I am? 10. No, I'm...
Right. Is she hotter than you are?
No, she's not hotter than I am.
Is she younger than you are?
Yes, she is younger than I am.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To me, it's a trust issue, too. How is she supposed to expect to trust a woman that lied about being married and then trust her around her husband?
She didn't lie. She just wore a ring.
Well, she was representing. I mean, what if people are going to assume if you have an engagement ring on that you are engaged.
She did that for that
reason.
And
she never denied it. She never denied it.
She did lie. I mean, she even told.
She did. So how is she supposed to trust this woman around her husband or with a job, period? She lied. And if she's willing to do that.
That's not a lie.
It's not a lie.
That's not a lie. If she had come out and asked you, which I think is illegal, or if you had come out and asked her what her relationship status was, and she said, "I am single," that's a lie. You saw the ring, and you assumed that made her engaged.
But she even said afterwards that she purposely put that ring on
I wear that
to get hired as person that was engaged.
Let me just throw this out there. What if she wore the engagement ring and then had it off 2 weeks later and said, "Oh, yeah, I'm a lesbian. I wear that because married women are more desirable to hire, and I didn't think that you would like lesbians." Would you consider her a liar and not trustworthy then? She's just being smart and trying to get the job.
Or what if she said, "Yes, we broke up."
What if she said, "Yes, we broke up"?
Then guess what? Then she really is a liar.
Right, but I wouldn't know that.
Right.
Yeah, just a confession.
I'm so confused.
The confession that's bothering her.
I'm not comfortable.
You mean her telling the truth?
I'm not comfortable.
After she lied.
She didn't lie.
She did.
I agree.
That's such a fine line.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she...
That is a lie. What? You know, you think it's a gray area because...
Yes.
Yes.
Was she engaged?
No.
No. Did she wear an engagement ring? Yes. Did she say, "I wore it purposely to get the job"? Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ask her during the interview
was she engaged?
Did I ask her if she was engaged?
During the interview. Either way, it doesn't even matter. That shouldn't be a reason to hire or not hire somebody.
Here is Joe who agrees with Sheila. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hi.
First, don't ask the employee just yet. Don't ask her yet. Check with the Department of Labor. Find out about laws on this. Basically, you've got someone who misrepresented themselves going into an interview situation. And as a business owner, I have to say, well, if they'll misrepresent themselves to get in, what will they misrepresent themselves for?
So Sheila's security or insecurity is inconsequential to you. The fact that she lied, and you're defining this as a lie, makes her she's not trustworthy.
Correct. But I would definitely check with the Department of Labor first to find out, you know, what is and is not legal reasons. Make sure that she's not about to get herself into bigger trouble, especially with today's economy, because people are looking for a reason to sue.
Thank you.
Well, and especially in today's economy, I got to say that you're naive as a business owner if you think that not everybody is exaggerating on their resume about their jobs. She was trying to do a tactic in order to get hired because she saw that that was a more desirable thing. Like, I do think that you're being a little harsh about the, oh, well, if they're going to lie about that, then they're going to not do a good job. I think that the problem is that you are not wanting single women around your husband. And what is the nature of your company? Like, I don't understand why that is such an issue. Like, are you this?
I'm not going to go be specific about my company because I don't feel comfortable with that.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying that
that it's mostly about me being insecure with someone around my husband. I would say it's at least 50-50. I do not feel comfortable with someone who misrepresented themselves when they were interviewing, because if you do that, that says something about your character.
It says that you want to get that job.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the EEOC right now because I don't see how marital status is any different than race, than gender, than, you know, than sexual preference. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why we aren't lumping all those things together in this conversation.
Well, you can't really misrepresent yourself as a white person in an interview.
Yeah, but you could misrepresent yourself as a straight person. Well, the issue, though, is not that. The issue is that she didn't want a single woman around her husband. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is you can't hire or fire people on those issues.
Based on that.
It's illegal.
Yeah. Well,
is that why you would fire her, or would you come up with something else? Like,
yeah, I mean,
she walks in 3 minutes late today. Will you make that the issue?
No, of course not. Of course not. I would base it on what I really feel.
Or what about disability? What if she misrepresented herself and came in and walked that day, but most of the time she needs a cane, and she's deteriorated and needs a wheelchair, and then all of a sudden you and your husband are going to have to spend a ton of money putting in a ramp? Like, I mean, we're talking about all of these things: pregnancy,
that's
religion.
That's a big difference, because that's someone who has that's the disenfranchised. That's somebody who's had a hard time because of a disability.
But what Jen's saying is, in the eyes of the law, it's all on the same even playing field.
Right. And your husband probably wouldn't go after a disabled woman.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, this is pretty cut and dry here. And whoever it was that just read the law hit it right on the head. Marital status is a protected entity as far as also sex, race, all those. You cannot hire and fire somebody based on that. That is just asinine, to be honest. There's a lot of things at work here, and the other thing is, even if she would have come out in the interview and told you, yes, I am married, that doesn't matter. Whatever she wrote down on her resume is what matters. Whatever's in writing is what matters. She can say whatever she wants in the interview. That's not legal.
Have you heard anything today, Sheila, that makes you think that you're going to sway your decision, that you will keep her in the office?
Well, I mean, obviously I don't want to get sued. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so obviously I will check into that. But other than that, no, I have not heard anything because
you don't want to hear anything. Let me give you one other example. What if she wore a cross around her neck and you were like, well, she represented herself as a Christian, but then she started working for us for 2 weeks and she had... You know,
and she doesn't go to church.
And she doesn't go to church. She's actually Islamic or she's Buddhist or whatever. And I don't want one of those working for us. I mean, we would call you ridiculous.
Okay. First of all, that's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
Just as ridiculous
as this marital status thing.
But
it's just as ridiculous.
It's not the same thing.
It is exactly the same thing.
Hear what she's saying, though. In the eyes of the law, it all falls under the same category.
So as you're threatened because she's single, somebody else could feel threatened because she was Islamic. But that's not her. Her filter is her husband. That's the difference in her mind. Every argument you're giving is absolutely valid, but she's not listening to it because her filter is the religion and everything else doesn't apply to my husband, but this single woman does apply to the threat to my husband.
All right, Sheila, we got to run, but I would like to check back with you on Monday to see if you guys fired her or you kept her in the office.
Okay, that sounds fine with me.
If you're leaving right now and you're talking to your husband, would your instinct be to let her go, or would it be to keep her in the office? As of right now, 7:54.
You can be honest.
Oh, I absolutely let her go.
Let her go.
Absolutely.
Okay. The Bird Show.